There weren't always public lands in America, and there was a time when the Forest Service was on the chopping block in Congress. The future of both was impacted by the famous 1910 fire in North Idaho, western Montana, and eastern Washington. That's according to the author Tim Egan, whose 2009 book, The Big Burn, chronicled the history of the fire, one of the largest wildfires in U.S. history. The August 1910 blaze, in about 2 days, torched 5 towns, killed almost 90 people, and burned about 3 million acres. Egan says the failed battle against the fire impacted firefighting policies for most of the next century.
It gave birth to this idea that they could beat fires. So thereafter, they vowed to stop every fire.
He also says the fire was at the center of the debate preserving the National Forest Service at a time when the service was being targeted by federal lawmakers. Egan spoke at the University of Idaho on Monday. I'm Glenn Mosley reporting.